Track 11. Unit 8. Listening 2. The Hierarchy of Needs.
Good afternoon. Today's class is on motivation. Why do people do the things they do? Specifically, I'm going to discuss one theory of motivation, the Hierarchy of Needs, proposed by the American psychologist Abraham Maslow. It's a decades-old theory, but it's still very important. Now, Maslow wanted to identify all of the needs that people have in life. These are universal needs that exist in any place or culture or period of history. So this includes everything from the need to breathe, which is obviously a very fundamental one, to other needs like friendship, respect, and self-improvement. In addition, Maslow also wanted to rank the value of these needs. That's why we call it his hierarchy of needs. That's really key. If you remember one thing about Maslow's theory, remember that it's a hierarchy. Now, when people describe Maslow's theory, they often use a pyramid, like the one I'm putting on the board now. The lowest, most basic needs are at the bottom, and at the very top are the highest, the most advanced needs. According to Maslow, you can't satisfy the needs at the top until you satisfy the higher priority ones at the bottom. So, everyone, please ensure that you copy this pyramid down. Okay, has everyone got that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Good. Now, let's look at each tier of the pyramid one by one. I'll write some needs for each level of the pyramid, and you can suggest some as well. So first, at the bottom are the lower-level physiological needs. I already gave one example of this. We need air to breathe. What else? Anyone? Yes, Jack?
How about food? That's a physical need.
What need?
Sorry, a physiological need.
Excellent. Food. That's as basic as you can get. Thank you, Jack. Any others?
Maybe water? And sleep.
Perfect. Water and sleep. Thank you, Todd. Also, let's add shelter. Everyone needs a place to live, after all. Now, once a person has satisfied the physiological needs, he or she can start to think about the next level up, safety. This can mean many things. One thing, obviously, is your physical safety. You need to feel safe from being hurt, injured, or killed. But this level also includes other kinds of safety. For example, there's the security of your possessions. You don't want people stealing your stuff. There's also job security. You don't want to lose your income. Okay? Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Let's move up to the next tier then. Your physiological and safety needs are met, so you're ready to think about love and belonging. People want to be part of a group. That can include your family. It also includes your friends. Any other ideas?
Marriage, maybe?
Yes, marriage. After all, this is the love and belonging level. Thanks for that addition. So that brings us to the next level, the last of the basic needs, self-esteem. So this level is all about respect. Make sure you get that word in your notes, respect. You want others to respect you, and in addition, you need to respect yourself. Those are vital needs at this level. All right, is everyone still with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Great. We've quickly gone through Maslow's four lower levels. You'll remember those are the very basic needs in Maslow's opinion. So now we get to the top level, self-actualization. What Maslow means by self-actualization basically is being the best you can be. Now, this can mean different things to different people. If you're a painter, you want to be as good as you can. If you're an athlete, you have a need to be as good at your sport as you can. Maybe you want to be the best parent you can be, the best scientist. I think you get the concept. So that's the pyramid. I'll just leave that on the board so everyone can copy it down. While you do that, there's one other key point I wanted to make. And that is, Not everyone agrees with the way Maslow has ranked these needs in a hierarchy. Many researchers today think that this hierarchy does not fit every culture. This is important to remember. His theory does not fit every culture. Remember, Maslow was American. And in the U.S., people definitely place a high value on self-actualization. But this is not true in other places. In many cultures, the group is just as important a concept as the individual. In those places, different needs would be on top. The need to get along in a group, perhaps. There's also the need to help the group as a whole succeed. A more culturally sensitive theory would include ideas like these. Now, are there any questions?
No.
Great. Then let's move on to our next topic.